Welcome to the SBCN podcast, a production of the Small Business Community Network, brought to you by Brad Poulos, small business coach, entrepreneurship professor, and author of the Small Business Operator's Manual, a guide to running your small business profitably.
Everyone, it's Linda Okor-Jenner here again with another SBCN Small Biz podcast. And today we have an SBCN member who's been with us for many, many years. And she's the Canadian Networker founder. And she's working on a new project, which I'm excited to hear about. Hi, Janet. How are you today?
Good morning, Linda. Hi. It's good to hear from you.
Thank you. I know we haven't done this for a while because you've been ever so busy with all these new things you're doing. So what is this newest project all about that you've been sharing a lot lately?
Well, I was approached by somebody last October, so it's very new. And the project itself is called Diaries. And it is a project which empowers seniors' lives with opportunity, because seniors, I don't know if you know this or not. I mean, I'm definitely a senior, but I'm not sure you are. But seniors over 55, one in five will be over 65 by the end of next year, actually, 2027. And the population has doubled in Canada for seniors. So we're still around and we've got stories to tell. We've got crazy stories to tell. And I'm sure you've heard a senior say, oh, the stories I could tell you. So this project was launched, like I said, last October by myself and my co-star founder, who is an 80-year-old senior. Mm-hmm. And he is a known publisher, and he's written 27 books. He's very well known and actually has been nominated even for Senior of the Year in Kitchener.
So does this person have a name, or does he want to stay anonymous?
No, I'll give him a name. His name is Will Brubaker.
Okay, that's interesting. So is this a for-profit project, or is this something you do to give back and nobody makes money from it?
There's no money made from it. It is a give-back project for seniors.
Yeah.
And it's the thing about it is the program is totally free to use. It's totally free to be published.
Yeah.
And we have seniors have a really unique and valuable age perspective resource of vintage knowledge, experience, wisdom, and inspiring stories. And, you know, I don't know if you've ever seen this in commercials, but they're often looking for people to write their stories while they're still around, because once they're gone, so is their story. Mm-hmm. And it really is true, but not everybody's got a book. However, we do hear many say, you know, you've got a book in me. I want to share this. So what we did was come up with this project, Diaries, where people could write short stories, 500 words or so. It can be over, it can be under, it doesn't really matter. Mm-hmm. And they're going to be writing about things, maybe things, nostalgia, maybe things from their childhood, family adventures, pets, just funny, silly, mm-hmm. inspiring, educational, sometimes nostalgic. We have quite a mixture. So I reached out to people who like to write, mm-hmm. to start with, and then built it. And we're running the whole thing on a platform called Substack.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I have heard of that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what happens is people submit their story. I check it for grammar and edit where necessary, and then publish it right to Substack. So since October, I published just over 140 stories from various people, myself included. And I have been able to really help some people who would admit to me, I have a story, but I don't know how to say it, so I can help you write it.
So how do people access the stories, and how do people know where to find it, and how do you advertise it to get people
So we have, you can subscribe to the stories, or you can submit a story for yourself, but it's not a project where it grows quickly. It takes time for people to know. Right now we're looking at nursing homes, retirement centers, that kind of thing, community centers where seniors are going to be going. And we have flyers that we put out advertising that you can actually get to the site and read stories.
Oh, that's lovely.
I have a number of subscribers. Some of our people you know that are following the stories, and I publish one story every single day, except the weekends. So Monday to Friday, I publish a story, and then people are notified there's a new story, and they click on it and they go to it. In March, I looked at the stats for March, and they were up from February. We had 1,694.
That's really wonderful. So your goal is really to do this work for free, to help seniors share their stories before they are lost.
That's
right. Are there any long-term plans for this? Are you ever going to monetize it? Is it ever going to be a published book per se?
Actually, in June of this year, we will be looking at all the stories from October forward that we have, and doing an anthology. And that will be a published book that you can purchase. Our writers that go in the book will receive a royalty on their stories. So it's everything's done for free. But if once we have a book that you can actually purchase, then that'll be, I'm not going to say it's going to be a profit-making thing. It will not be huge. It will cover the costs of getting the...
Because you guys are putting in your time, which is wonderful give back, Janet, and your partner. I think it's wonderful, and obviously you've got to cover the cost of publishing. This is a wonderful resource, Janet. Feel free to share any information again about how people can reach it, and if they want to subscribe, what they have to do, just so that people are clear listening to the podcast.
Yes, absolutely. I will of course, I'm promoting it myself, and I'm also putting it in certain groups. I have a Facebook page for diaries alone.
Lovely.
But I could, if it's okay, put the information in SBCN.
Of course. And if you want to write an article about it for the homepage, you're a member, Janet. You have all those. But I mean, for our listeners, again, they may not know how to get to Substack. They may not know how to reach you. So how would they do that, Janet?
Okay, well, you can get me always through the Canadian Networker. But I do have a separate email for the diaries, and it's diaries. And because so many people have that name, I had a couple of initials after it. So I took my name and Bill's name.
Good.
So diaries, JBBB,
okay.
At gmail.com.
That's perfect.
And to get to Substack, to read the stories and subscribe, it's diaries again, diaries, JBBB, at Substack.com.
It's wonderful.
A wonderful avenue for getting out there. I'm getting even people that have been on Substack for different reasons are over and enjoying it. And I've not done as much advertising as I would have liked to have done. I wanted to get out to more places in the winter, but we had a winter.
Well, I think it's a wonderful resource. And I think the two of you who are putting all your time and effort into this, you know, as a give back, I wish more people were like you guys, Janet. But by all means, whether it's in an SBCN group, whether it's you write a little story about it, you like an article for the SBCN homepage, because you want to reach more people to help. And if we can help you do that, Janet, because like I say, you're a very well-known young lady in the community, very hardworking business owner. I know you've slowed down a little bit now, but like I say, it's lovely of you to take your time to do this. And what words of wisdom could you leave with us for people listening, you know? Can this help people, say, if they're lonely or they haven't got a lot of family? Do you think this resource would help them to put pen to paper?
Absolutely. That's a really good question. There was actually a lady at your meeting last month, and she is all her friends. She's related somehow to Marie. I think her name was Greta.
And that's right.
She wanted me to know that she's been told so many times, you should write a book, you should write a book. And I said, you know, that's true. But we have people who maybe they should write a book, but they can't put that pen to paper.
Yes.
But they've got small stories. And I said, we can deal with them stories one at a time. Yeah. I'm writing my own anthology now. As a matter of fact, my writing has certainly come along over the years. I've done, you know, I've authored different things over the years, but this is something that is close to me. As you know, my background.
Yes,
I was born in England, near Dave, actually.
Oh, Wiltshire.
In Wiltshire, yes. In
Wiltshire.
I was born near Stonehenge. that could scare people off.
You are a global kind of person. So how did you end up in Australia?
Well, my father loved to travel and had been in, I have four sisters. Mm-hmm. And we were all born in a different country.
Oh, wow.
Switzerland, Turkey, Australia, and Canada. And so he had a job that took him to different places. He was an electrician, but he had some high security jobs and he was working. And so we all traveled with him. And I don't know if it was my mother's plan to have a baby in every country, but I'm glad she stopped at five.
That is so funny. This is why your writing, the writing you've already published, obviously authored, and your stories that you're sharing now on diaries, this is why it's so interesting, because you've had quite a different kind of life. You've got different experiences to share, and now you're an adult and you've slowed down a bit. It's going to be wonderful to read those stories, Janet.
Well, this one I'm doing a travel anthology, and I'm doing it solely on all the trips from country to country across the ocean, because my mother would not fly. So we always had to travel by ship or land.
Okay, yeah.
And so I actually done some, and that's how I met my husband, because I've been to Canada twice before, but only for short periods of time.
Oh.
But I did meet my husband that I came back and married in 1971.
So how did you meet? How did you meet Ron?
Oh, that's a funny story. This will get people laughing. I should publish this one. I was only here for a couple of months, but I wanted to do something, so I thought I'd get a part-time job. My father was always insisting I should be doing something, and as the eldest, I had to set the example. So there was a restaurant on the corner of King and Victoria Street in Kitchener, and it was called Frost Top at the time. Mm-hmm. And since long gone, but when it was Frost Top, I met this person who used to do just the kitchen stuff and cook the burgers and stuff. Well, I was out the front, and I would serve the people in their cars, so like a car.
Yeah.
And I did it on roller skates.
Oh, no. Have you got photos?
There are some photos, yes. I did it on roller skates and served people. Well, his best friend was my then-to-be husband, Ron. And he saw me doing it, and I had these long pigtails, and he was like, I got to meet this girl. So we did meet, and I was, what, 14, I think? But sadly, I had to go back to Australia and we didn't stay in touch. Yeah. But when I did come back, I went to this Frost Top. It was still there in 1970. Yeah. And I ran into this lady called Lillian who knew Ron and knew me. And she was like, oh my gosh, don't move. And she made one phone call. Oh. 15 minutes later, Ron was in front of me.
That's so romantic. Oh, Janet, I hope that's going to be one of your stories. Listen,
I should make it one of my stories.
You should, because it gives people hope, because basically, you know, there is someone out there for everybody, whether you're age 14, 20, 60, 80. But, Janet, it's been absolutely wonderful hearing about your diaries, so be sure to share them on the resources we can offer. And we'll have a follow-up when you're ready to publish the book and get you a little bit more exposure. Is that okay?
That would be wonderful. Absolutely.
Thank you so much. You are a wonderful guest and a wonderful loyal SBCN member. We really appreciate you. So have a wonderful day.
You too. Thanks, Linda.